In 1978, a young Minnesotan woman moves to New York City with dreams of becoming a writer. That's the setup for Siri Hustvedt's latest novel, Memories of the Future. But it's also true of Siri herself, who went on to become an acclaimed author of seven novels, including What I Loved and The Blazing World. Now, this new book blurs the lines between memoir and fiction, and Siri really encourages us to do so. She even names her young hero S.H., the same initials as Siri herself. Add to that the fact that the novel is narrated by an older version of S.H. reconsidering her past, and it gets harder and harder to separate the writer in the story from the writer herself. So I'm pretty glad Siri Hustvedt is here to help you and I with this. Siri, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So our hero is a young woman, she's in her 20s, and she's living this really impoverished life in a grim apartment in Manhattan. And she really is the struggling artist. At one point she has to eat a sandwich out of a bin, Siri.
Yes.
What do you remember? What do you remember of your life when you came to Manhattan with dreams of becoming a writer?
Yes. So S.H. and I have things in common. We are not identical, but I did arrive in 1978. I went directly to graduate school, unlike my character who spends a year writing a novel before she goes to graduate school. I was indeed poor. I lived on very little. I had a stipend from the university of $5,000 a year. And even then, it was not easy to live on that money.
You didn't have to go scrambling through a bin, though, I hope, Siri?
No, I never did that, but I did eat very modestly a good deal of the time.
Why did you persevere?
You know, there is something in the novel itself when my poor heroine is starving, but she is not deeply pessimistic. And the comment that the older narrator makes is this, that her class and her color protected her from despair. And I think that was true. I never believed, because I was a middle-class girl coming from the Midwest, trying to make my way through graduate school in New York City, which I did, that my lot was destined to be impoverished forever.
That's a really interesting observation, isn't it? That your class kind of gives you an advantage and a confidence that others might not have.
Yeah, so my parents did not have a lot of money. My father was a professor, and I did not ask my parents for money when I was, you know,